Do you know climate change related impacts kill more people in India than anywhere in the world? And scientists predict that without climate action, the death rate will increase at an alarming rate as floods, droughts, heat waves intensify because of climate change.
Burning of fossil fuels, be it in coal-based power plants, or in cars, or in gas stoves, is a major contributor to increasing the Earth's temperature and climate change.
If the world is going to meet climate targets, India has to play a crucial role. After all, it is the second largest producer and consumer of coal, the dirtiest of fossil fuel.
At the same time, India has a massive task of powering its 1.3 billion people, and coal is the most reliable and cheap source of energy.
Although India has developed aggressive plans for clean energy expansion, it has no desire to reduce its coal dependence. It was only 2 years back that India declared all its households electrified through utmost reliance on coal-based power.
So, while the western and southern part of the country is building large-scale solar and wind power projects, the eastern and central states are dominated by coal mining and power stations. Coal in India is supported by strong political and commercial interest in at least 8 states, lobby of coal-based industries, workers, and thermal power industry.
And that's why India's energy transition won't be simple. It involves multiple agencies, each with their own vested interest, army of investors, layers of policies, regulations, and geopolitics.
Can India's grid handle increasing shares of renewable energy? Can center-state energy policies align? How can coal companies like Coal India and NTPC diversify? Is electric mobility a dream too far-fetched? Are India's renewable entrepreneurs betting on risk or reward?
We are here to explore these questions and much more.
Hello, I am Sandeep Pai, a former journalist with Hindustan Times and now an energy researcher at the University of British Columbia.
And I'm Shreya Jay, journalist with Business Standard newspaper in Delhi, writing and reporting on the energy sector.
Together, we are really excited to co-host a new podcast on India's energy transition, the India Energy Hour. This podcast is hosted by 101 Reporters, an innovative news agency that connects grassroots reporters and media houses to bring out untold stories. The show is produced by Tejas Dayan and Sagar of 101 Reporters.
In this podcast, we want to unpack and document India's energy transition. We will interview leading energy, development and climate experts from academia, civil society and the government. Through these interviews, we will explore the most pressing hurdles and promising opportunities in the energy transition unfolding in India. We will examine the role of government, finance, social justice and science. Over time, we will feature other countries of the Global South as well.
Welcome to the India Energy Hour podcast and stay tuned for our first episode on various platforms.